The Oracle of Delphi by Joe Giordano. Jenna and Stacy walked along a bubbling stream and approached the blue pool of water nestled in the rocks east of the Delphi Temple. The bright orange glow of sunrise spilled over the rocky crests of Mount Parnassus. A shroud of morning fog plunged down to a green gorge, then swept upwards to rocky brown hills in the distance. The cool air carried the sound of calling birds and water gurgling over rocks. A handful of Doric columns stuck skyward like mangled fingers and glinted pink and gray in the early sunlight. Jenna was a blonde with gray eyes. Stacy was a redhead with a pug nose. Jenna said, "Oh my God, it's the Kasota Spring. I'm going in." Stacy grabbed her head. "What are you doing? You're insane." Jenna threw her panties on her pile of clothes. She put her foot into the water. "Jesus, it's cold." "Not so loud." Jenna sank into the current, and the water enveloped her. "It's not bad once you're in." Jenna lay back and floated. She took long breaths. Her blonde hair spread on the water like a lily pad. Stacy broke the trance. "Jenna, let's not get arrested on our vacation." Jenna emerged slowly, her body flushed and dripping. Stacy threw her the towel they'd brought from the hotel. Jenna patted herself. "I went instantly into meditation. For hundreds of years, oracles purified themselves in preparation for Apollo's divine inspiration. I'm sure it was orgasmic. Thank God no one saw you. I can hear the newscast. Cops picked up a modern-day Dionysian maenad this morning. The woman was naked and suspected drunk. By the way, I suggest some all-body tanning work. Your shiny white ass nearly blinded me." Jenna smirked. Jenna and Stacy picked their way along the jagged rocks and scrubby brush to the temple. A large black altar stood at the foot of the temple's east entrance. Jenna put her arm around her friend. "The priest brings a supplicant to where we are now. A tethered goat bleats. The priest grabs the animal's horns and slits its throat. At the far end of the cella, a huge ivory and gold cult statue of Apollo looms, dimly lit by all oil lamps. A floating mist rises through an opening in the marble floor. Below, the oracle in gilt-edged white sits on a bronze tripod that straddles the fissure source of the vapor." Stacy smiled. Then a voice rings out. "Zeus the all-seeing grants to Athenian prayer that the wooden walls only shall not fall, but help you and your children." Themistocles builds spearships. There's the Battle of Salamis, and Xerxes goes home with his tail between his legs. Jenna eyed the red-letter sign in both English and Greek that prohibited entrance into the temple ruins. Stacy said, "Jenna, no." "Hell yes!" Jenna scampered past the rope barrier, up the stone ramp, and onto the temple remains. "Jenna, the Greeks take their antiquity seriously. This isn't amusing." "Either come on or shush." Jenna's head shifted quickly, and her eyes lighted on a gap in the block floor. She disappeared into the hole like a rabbit. Stacy said, "Oh, shit." She turned and looked around. The site was still empty. The aditon had no steps. Jenna dropped down into a gap in the earth. The space was pitch dark, with a silence felt in the teeth. She plopped down onto a cool rock. Her heart pounded. A musky, sweet scent rose from the earth. Jenna's breaths were measured. On exhales, her body felt heavy. Her mind hummed like a Tibetan incantation, and she heard the flap of wings, birds' wings, high overhead. She was shaken by a shout. "Jenna, what the hell are you doing? I can't see. Are you all right? Go away." "Have you lost your mind?" "I like it here." "Please, come out. You're scaring me." "Damn." Jenna shook her head. "Okay, help me up." Stacy reached down and yanked Jenna into the daylight. She didn't let go of Jenna's hand until they were off the prohibited area. "Stop pulling. Now I know how a newborn feels when it's yanked out of its mother. The baby didn't volunteer to go into the womb. Do you intend to act this nuts for the entire trip?" "I was in the Holy of Holies. It was transcendental." "Does the term narcissistic mean anything to you? You go down a wormhole and come out the Maharishi Yogi? Give me a break. Let's get back to Athens." As they walked toward the exit, Jenna said, "I'm not taking the bus." "What does that mean?" "I have a bad feeling. No bus." "Is this the enlightenment you received in your cavelet?" "You can ridicule if you like. No bus." "So how do we get back?" "We hitchhike." "In a foreign country? Do you think all the crazies live in the States?" "If the driver gives me the creeps, we won't get in."
"Brilliant."
A driver stopped who spoke English. He had a large black mustache. A red Communist Party hammer and sickle emblem was stuck on his back window.
"You go to Athens?"
Stacy said, "Great guess. Were you down the rabbit hole with my friend Alice?"
"What?"
"Never mind. What's your name?" "Yorgos Heropoli." "I'm Stacy. That's Jenna. Thanks for the ride." They both got in. Yorgos was in his 30s and worked at Coca-Cola Tria Epsilon. He said, "Evaristo," for visiting Greece. "So many tourists are afraid to come." Stacy in the back said, "We hear snippets in the States about the economic crisis. What's the real story?"
Yorgos shook his head.
"Capitalists squeeze their workers like lemons and shield their obscene profits from tax. The old have their pensions cut. Young people see no future. Europe and our politicians throw ashes in our eyes. I don't know what will become of us." Jenna's face began to glow. She raised her hands. "The tears of the people rise to the firmament. Apollo Delphinus will bless a new hero. Ambrosia and nectar will flow again in the land of Elas." Yorgos did a double take at her. Stacy sighed. "Jenna, what was that?" Jenna slumped, exhausting. Stacy said, "Was that some sort of prophecy? If it walks like a prophecy and quacks, well, you know. When self-absorption leads to fantasy, it's time to see a doctor," Yorgos said to Jenna. "You're not well?" Jenna glared at Stacy. "I'm fine." Yorgos dropped the girls at the hotel. He refused gas money. "You're a guest in my country. Hospitality is very important in Greece." The Hotel Panamera was in the Plaka, the old part of the city. The girls looked up to see the Acropolis. Its gray-white marble sparkled against an intense blue sky. The owner of the hotel, Mr. Papanikolaou, rushed to them. He had a military bearing and a deep scar from ear to chin.
"Ladies, I'm so glad you're okay. Have you heard? A tour bus from Delphi had a terrible accident on the national road. It's in the news."
Stacy said, "That's horrible."
"Yes, it's a tragedia. Many were injured, but someone gave you a ride. That's good fortune."
Stacy said, "Is the Red Cross collecting money for victims? We'd like to help."
Mr. Papanikolaou smiled. It softened his scar.
"That's so kind. I'll find out." He walked into the hotel. Jenna tilted her head at Stacy. Stacy raised her hand.
"Don't say it."
"I'm not gloating. People have been hurt."
"It's well-known psychology that when something occurs that we forecasted, we remember, but forget all the other times our predictions were wrong."
"Apollo gave Cassandra the gift of prophecy, but no one believed her."
"Oh, please."
Jenna stopped short. Her face clouded. Stacy said,
"What?"
"Your mother will call."
Stacy's cell phone played her mother's ringtone. Stacy's brow furrowed. She hit speaker on the phone. Her mother's voice was tense.
"Stacy, There's nothing to worry about, but your father has had a little incident.
Oh my God, what happened?
Jenna put her hand on her friend's shoulder.
Honey, he had some chest pains. We brought him to the hospital for tests, and he's had a stent put into one of his arteries. The procedure went well. I didn't want to call until he was able to speak to you. I'll put him on.
Her father's voice was hoarse.
Princess, hi. Daddy, are you all right?
Just a little tired.
I'll come home on the next plane.
No, I'm fine. Don't ruin your vacation. You've earned it.
Stacy's eyes were wet.
I want to be with you.
Her father said, Margaret, speak to her.
Her mother came back on the line. Stacy, your father's okay. Please don't rush back. We'll call you tomorrow. Love you.
Love you.
Stacy hung up. She made a small sob.
He sounded weak.
Jenna hugged her friend's shoulders.
Stacy wiped her eyes.
She stiffened and looked at Jenna.
How did you know?
Jenna shrugged. I just did.
Stacy stared at Jenna.
Jenna broke the silence.
You look uneasy. Don't you think what just occurred was eerie?
Jenna raised her chin.
I suppose. What happened to you in Delphi?
It was out of body, like I went back 2,000 years.
Something has changed in you, but I just can't believe.
Stacy shook her head.
Never mind.
Maybe you don't feel like going out tonight.
I'd like a little time alone.
Use the room. I'll go for a run.
Jenna threw on shorts and a t-shirt and headed toward the forest area near the Acropolis. It was warm. There was a scent of pine, and the cicadas were screaming. A short woman, draped in a white lace veil, appeared in Jenna's path.
Jenna jerked back like she'd come to the end of her tether.
The woman raised a bony alabaster finger at Jenna. Her voice was a growl.
Why stand there, doomed one? Fly to the world's end. Apollo rides in a speeding chariot and will bring you low. Make haste and bow your heart to grief.
Who are you? How did you know I speak English?
The old woman lowered her arm.
I speak in tongues.
Why is Apollo displeased with me?
The woman's voice rose. You've acquired abilities Apollo never intended. This is blasphemy. Relinquish the gift of prophecy before it's too late.
Jenna raised a hand to her mouth.
The woman said, do it!
Jenna held her head.
I meant no harm. Please, do it before Apollo strikes you with a flaming arrow.
Jenna raised her eyes to heaven.
I forswear the power.
There was a break in the clouds. A ray of sunlight shone through.
A hatless Greek policeman, about 25, with blue eyes, dressed in a dark uniform, appeared.
He looked at the old woman with hands on hips.
Alka, are you bothering this young lady?
The old woman turned her head with arm raised as if warding off evil. She stayed silent.
The policeman turned to Jenna. I'm sorry if Alka was bothering you.
Jenna's face cleared. Her breathing and pulse rate slowed.
It's okay.
Alka moved away.
He said, Alka is an Albanian immigrant. She makes a few coins offering prophecies to tourists. She's harmless, but we keep watch to see that she doesn't make a pest of herself.
Prophecies?
Yes, Alka is one of the homeless people hospitals had to release because of budget cuts. It's a shame.
She's mentally disturbed?
I'm afraid she's as crazy as an optimistic Athenian.
How so?
She thinks she's the Oracle of Delphi.
Jenna's face reddened.
How could anyone believe that?